The people you follow making this journey come from all over the world, and they range in age. There's a 3-year-old boy, and there's also a man who's in his 70s.
There may be something beyond, and I don't know what it is, but I've learned to be very patient with myself and try and accept that this day is what I have now, and there are no guarantees about tomorrow, and so I will walk this day as best I can. And I think that's where I am right now.
Can you tell me a little bit more about this man who's named Wayne?
His wife had passed. And for many people on the Camino, they find that their connection with people that have passed is intensified.
His journey is really spiritual. There's a younger guy who wants the physical challenge of making the walk. There's a woman who's really a devout Catholic. And there's another woman named Annie who's having a really tough time.
There's times when the Camino is really just a little trail, like one person wide, and I start hearing people's sticks behind me. And it's like Jaws, you know, da-dum, da-dum. They're coming. And I'm like, I'm not moving. So my pace is slow. It's my pace.
She's someone who really has an emotional journey.
Yeah, I think for her, it was really kind of recognizing certain traits within her that weren't serving her and how to shift those and move those and become at peace with more about who she is and the way she walks.
Someone who also wants to find peace and also take control of her life is a woman named Sam.
I was on medication, and that was making me more depressed. I threw away the medication. I cut all of my hair off and changed the color of it. It was time for me to do something, so I just decided to walk. So I walk to create some sort of motion.
Sam is half Brazilian, half British, and she really represents people that come to the Camino looking for answers, looking for their lives to be changed. I think there's just a real range of reasons for people doing the Camino, and there really isn't one right one, or there's no wrong reason for doing it. There's actually a saying on the Camino that many, many people start out as tourists and end as pilgrims.
Because they don't know how heavy it'll be in terms of the emotion, or that it's not just about taking one step in front of the other?
Exactly. I think that people kind of think it's a lighter experience than it is. I mean, it's very intense, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. I mean, for me, and I think probably for a lot of people that walk, it's so moving how kind people are. You have these volunteer hospitaleros, the people that run these pilgrim hostels, and they serve you food, they clean your rooms.
Bueno, pues puedes pasar y te coges cualquiera de las camas que hay.
Gracias.
And there's this incredible sense of service and giving and receiving that happens on the Camino that is really very moving.
There's also this notion that the Camino is helping you confront your own fears.
Most definitely. And you kind of don't have a choice because it's sort of right there in front of you. And so often you're walking hours and hours, and sometimes you may be by yourself and there's nothing to distract you. So you're just with yourself the whole time.
The experience is really about giving you life lessons.
The Camino is so much about learning to trust yourself and your own intuition. And it's a metaphor, but it really does translate to life in terms of when you're walking, it's really learning, I think I'm kind of tired, I'm going to stop now. Or, no, something's telling me I should go to the next village and stay there. And so that really translates to our life in terms of knowing who we should spend time with, what we should be doing. And it's all kind of connecting more with ourselves rather than looking to somebody else to give us the answers.
Thank you very much, Lydia, for the time.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.
The film is called Walking the Camino, 6 Ways to Santiago. Lydia Smith is the filmmaker. She'll be at CIF Friday and Saturday to answer questions. The film opens in Bellingham and Tacoma next month. I'm Florangela Davila, KPLU News.